Afternoon, Attorney Sullivan. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you very well. Thank you. Yes.
Welcome. You have 3 minutes in which to make your presentation. You can trust that the commission members have read the testimony that you've submitted, your written testimony. So with that, Attorney Sullivan, you may begin.
Thank you very much, Deputy General Young, members of the commission. I want to give a shout out to the governor and the attorney general for their thoughtfulness and efforts in creating this commission, and to all the members of the commission for their efforts. I also want to give a shout out to Attorney Bissonnette of the New Hampshire ACLU for his thoughtful testimony, which made my preparation a heck of a lot easier. His recommendations that I fully support include repealing the immunity for government employees, obviously police officers included, amending Chapter 91A to make all charges and complaints of police misconduct public. I've submitted statutes in my testimony, my written testimony, from Minnesota, Florida, and other states, which I think would be a great example and starting point for the amendment to 91A. Thirdly, the Civilian Accountability Board. I was quite pleasantly surprised to see the Attorney General's office supporting such a board. Prior to seeing that, I had wondered whether or not some type of a sub commission under the Police Standards and Training Council would have been appropriate, as opposed to creating a whole new entity. I look at the powers and the duties of the Police Standards and Training Council, and certainly think that overseeing police misconduct would be under their purview, although I point out that the composition of that council is 12 law enforcement officials versus two citizens, and those two citizens can't be lawyers or have lawyers or judges in their immediate family. I'd like to see that obviously reviewed. I do want to say that, and boy, is that time going by fast, in my 43 years of representing media companies in New Hampshire, I've seen great progress in shedding light on governmental action. And certainly in May of 2020, we had two decisions from the Supreme Court in Seacoast Newspapers versus Portsmouth, and Union Leader Corporation versus the Town of Salem, wherein the Supreme Court has now overruled the 1993 Fenneman decision, which was a terrible aberration, shielding police misconduct files under the guise of calling them internal personnel practices. That's now been overturned, and I think it's a great step in the right direction. And as you all know, September 16th, we'll be arguing the case I'll call the Lawry's List case, to have that made public. And I think that should be done by statute as well. And I see that my time is up already. Thank you.
Questions or comments from the commission for Attorney Sullivan? Seeing no questions or comments, Attorney Sullivan, I would thank you for your testimony and for your patience. I know that you have been on the line most of the day, so thank you very much.
Can I say one last thing, Deputy?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I want to say that the sunshine that these efforts are headed for certainly show the good work that police officers do 99% of the time, as well as weeding out the bad conduct. And when there is bad conduct, this oversight, which is proposed, not only reflects on the bad conduct, but it shows how the supervisors review and take appropriate action or not. So it's not just the bad police officers that we can look at, but their supervisors as well. Thank you.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the day.
You also.